Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio here on the Anchor platform. This is Dan Young, the host on a weekly basis. We try to bring you all things natural as well as all natural practitioner interviews from around the world. But one of the things that we have not talked about much lately, and I really want to take the time to clue you into this, especially if you're a practitioner or a student in natural health, is to make you aware of our mentorship program. Now, this is a six-day hands-on immersion where you meet with me, my other clinicians and staff, and you follow us around for literally almost 80 hours of hands-on and classroom training to learn why we do what we do and how we've been so successful over the last 18 years in developing a multi-million dollar all-cash practice. If this type of ongoing education is interesting to you and you find it exciting, and more importantly, you want to save thousands of dollars in the future and time equating to years in trying to figure it all out, be sure and contact us. My direct cell number is 307-631-5300, and I'm excited to talk to you if you're excited to talk to me. You can also check us out on our other services, other platforms like Facebook and Instagram, and our direct website, which is CountryDoctorNutritionalCenter.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Your attention means everything to us and look forward to hearing back from you if you are a practitioner student and want more information. And in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. Hey, good day, everybody.
How are you doing, folks?
Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5/29/19. Where'd this year go, man? This is crazy.
Almost halfway through.
It's escaping us.
Yes,
so.
It is.
So welcome to today's Wednesday Facebook Live, 1 o'clock on the Country Doctor Nutrition Center. Hello, Miss Molly. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to discuss...
allergies.
Well, you know, we get a lot of people that come to us that are already diagnosed with a variety of performance concerns, a variety of issues. Allergies is one of them. We don't particularly treat allergies at all. That's what medical doctors do. What we do is evaluate why is this person not performing like they should, and their body's producing these types of symptoms, these types of reactions to whether
histamine
it be
responses.
Histamine responses,
hives,
inflammatory prostaglandin increases, these different chemicals that are produced in the body when it is in a negative response.
Mm-hmm.
To something. That's really the best way to put it. We and there's a multitude of reactions. I mean, there's all kinds of...
A lot of immune problems.
This stuff develops in many different ways.
From allergies.
From the standpoint of environmental, it seems like it's not too awfully hard to pinpoint. But from the standpoint of food, which is one of the number one contributors... it can be real challenging. It's kind of frustrating.
It's a little bit, yeah.
To pin this stuff down because, first off, one of the first things that comes to mind on this topic is that you can have somebody go to a modern allergist mm-hmm. and check for the antibody production to certain foods.
Yep.
And the antibody production may or may not be there, suggesting them to tell you, well, you're fine with oats. You're fine with corn. Dairy doesn't bother you, right? And the reality of it is that they could have a severe sensitivity taking place, all of the reactions manifesting, the wheezing, mm-hmm. the breathing, the dark circles under the eyes, asthma in kids, bedwetting, grinding of their teeth, anxiety, hyperactivity. There's all kinds of these varied responses
mm-hmm.
that can be taking place that an allergist will look at you and say, well, you're fine. You're not producing any antibodies, therefore you don't have an allergy. But you can still have a sensitivity. So these are things we've got to be aware of.
So, yeah, because sensitivities won't show up on their tests a lot of times.
It will show up with ours, though.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, we can help you detect that kind of thing. So, what you got? Other comments, things you want to roll into?
Well, there's a lot of things that can also cause it. Things like candida and parasites and
mm-hmm.
Funguses and... You know, decreased mucus in the gut,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those things can make it to where you have a weakness towards allergies.
Right.
Especially, this is more along the environmental side
sure.
of it.
Sure.
Than it is on the food side of it. But those things can show up on the food side also.
Yep.
But it's a little bit more prevalent with the...
What I notice with people, and this is something that's really, like, it's glaring when you and I and Tammy are checking people. And, you know, Molly, when she's checking people, want to pay kind of close attention to this. You'll find people who at some point in their life look at you and say, I never had heartburn. I never had problem digesting certain foods. And now I have to have Tums or Rolaids or, you know, antacids, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, whatever. These are people whose hydrochloric acid production has been cut off due to the inflammation.
Or weakened.
And, or weakened. The quality
of their acid.
Yep, has been weakened. And so what happens is they end up eating themselves into this condition, where then later in life they start developing these very aggressive, very food-related reactionary responses because hydrochloric acid weakness or lack of production, both due to inflammation in the tissue of foods they've been eating for a long, long time and never suspected that that was taking place for them. And they've eaten themselves into that condition. So that's really important. One of the things we find in most every single person we work with has to be on some form of enzyme. Has to be. I mean, it's just a very common, support nutrient that we have to work
enzymes
with.
Enzymes, and they also need probiotics.
Yep.
Virtually everybody that we see is in need of those because we have...
Huge.
As a society, we have over-antibiotic ourselves.
And steroids.
And steroids.
Antibiotics and steroids, two of the big contributors. And what happens to this gut connective tissue, not only does the inflammation cause the lack of production and digestive response to take place, therefore the body can't handle foods properly, and there's particles, residues left behind, triggering these chemical reactions, histamines, inflammatory prostaglandins, things of that nature. But then you have a situation come up where the gut tissue, the connective tissue itself becomes very weak.
And starts deteriorating.
Allowing particles into the bloodstream that don't belong.
Way before they're supposed to be.
80 to 100 years ago, we didn't have autoimmune disease in this country.
No, we didn't.
We did not have an autoimmune disease. Today, there's over 160 autoimmune illnesses listed by the CDC. So what is an autoimmune illness? Well, it's a reaction. It's a manifestation. Hi, Christy. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. It's a reaction created when something foreign hits the bloodstream before it's properly prepped.
Yep.
Before it's supposed to be there. And so what happens is that triggers the immune system to kick in and go to work prematurely. But if we continue to eat and consume certain things, and oh, by the way, food additives and food dyes and colors are the worst for this, for what I'm sharing with you right now. Read the labels. Stop being a headline reader and look at the front and says, oh, organic, no gluten. Flip it around and look at the small print. There's where you're going to find the truth, okay? In addition to the truth, okay? So when you eat those things and those things get into the bloodstream and they're not processed properly, and or you get that connective tissue weakness and it creates what's referred to as...
Leaky gut.
Leaky gut syndrome. A guy by the name of Dr. Leo Galen in 87, 88, somewhere in there, was in Colorado Springs, and he released his findings regarding leaky gut and how he was correcting it with glutathione. And he was stabilizing the mucosal membrane and healing up the connective tissue and seeing drastic improvement with rheumatoid arthritis, with all these different autoimmune type problems. He released his information at a medical conference in Colorado Springs. They laughed him off the stage. That's bogus science, right? He says, well, I don't care what you guys do. I'm getting results. I'm going to keep working with it. In 1997, November 1997, if you go to Newsweek archives and look for a title called Gut Reactions, and it's a 9-page article, by the way. He got a huge, 6 or 9 pages, huge spread in Newsweek regarding what he's been finding and what he's been working with.
And how it worked.
And this is 22-year-old information I'm sharing with you now. Mm-hmm. And we got, and it's still not being taken seriously. 22 years later, this guy's proven. He'd been working with it for 32 years. And it's still not being taken seriously. We check for leaky gut on every client every time. When you do your body scan, and then this is something, I'm sorry, I'm kind of, because I got practitioners and clients both looking at this right now on Facebook, and they'll be hearing it on the podcast when this comes out as an episode on our Total Wellness Radio podcast. When you do the claw over the belly button, you're checking small intestine, check leaky gut nutrients if it goes weak. Don't just check your stressors. Absolutely. Check leaky gut nutrients if it goes weak, because you can check bioflora, probiotic, you can check enzymes, enzymes, multizyme, you can check the enzyme, and one or two of those might help calm it down and you'll go to strength. And if you forget to check leaky gut syndrome, if you don't take it that one step further, like what we do in the office with people when that area goes weak, you could be missing detecting a weakness in that connective tissue, which is contributing to future autoimmune problems.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Not to mention, it just starts tearing up your guts.
Yep.
And, you know, then you start getting blood in your stool. You notice a lot of things aren't, it's not digesting quickly enough.
Yep. Yep.
You're getting food in your poo.
Yep.
Not to mention, you're getting really strange poos. You know, because one time they'll be really hard, and the next time they'll be running down your leg.
We talk a lot of poop in my office.
Yes, we do. It's important. Let's see.
So here's some telltale symptoms. Where we at? Here's some telltale things that we look for with people. And I'm just going to read them to you because these are the most common. And the reason I wrote them down to make sure I didn't skip any is because you might have never associated what I'm about to share with you with potentially a food sensitivity or environmental toxin, whether it be food grade toxins like red, you know, yellow dye number 5 or whatever.
Well, everybody thinks that an allergy is I sneeze and my eyes water.
Right.
There are rashes, bunch of other things that,
like wheezing, swelling, stomach pain, heartburn, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, chronic fatigue, anxiety, joint pain, acne, asthma, headaches, insomnia, bedwetting, canker sores, hyperactivity, arthritic conditions. The list goes on and on and on that you can have in relationship to some form of reaction to a foreign toxin stimulating the immune system. Could be food, could be environmental, but we got to pay attention to those things.
Absolutely.
Anything can cause anything. Hey, Johnny, welcome. Hey, when are you going to be in Cheyenne? We got to get a game together. Message me later. Thanks for joining us. All right. For those of you listening on Total Wellness Radio, that was one of my friends on Facebook. He's going to be traveling through here pretty soon. Okay. Here's new. You want to do known causes, environmental?
I was going to.
Hit it.
Okay, some of the causes.
Hit it from an environmental standpoint, not just food, but environment.
Right.
Go for it.
Food, some of the environmental toxins, metals, chemicals, and any other type of pollutants from air, food, and water.
Aluminum in underarm deodorant.
Absolutely. That can be something that really bothers you. Once again, antibiotics, steroids, they decrease the immune response and how your food is absorbed in the gastrointestinal flora. Thyroid function, poor thyroid function,
and adrenal.
Yep. Are also signs or symptoms of possible food allergies.
Yep.
Let's see. When a child is not breastfed.
That's a good one.
And they're starting to eat food too early, hard food. A lot of times that will weaken their system a little bit as far as their digestive tract. And anytime the digestive tract starts to get weakened, then it causes us to have a weakness or a susceptibility to having an allergy, especially when it comes to foods.
Yep.
So milk.
Non-breastfed children are at greater risk.
Yes.
They are at greater risk. Not because they missed out on the breast milk so much. Their immune system is a little compromised because of that. But the particles found in formulas mm-hmm. and in milk.
And the sugars that are
other milks are hard for them to process. And that residue is what can trigger that immune system to kick in. Histamine responses go up. Inflammatory prostaglandins are produced. And they end up with showing signs of allergies. Kids, there's two things. Two things we got to, like you mentioned already. But we can't hit enough on this. Modern diets demand. It's not suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Modern diets demand enzymes. Good quality enzymes and good quality probiotics.
Yep.
Daily. And daily. Then, even the youngsters, the little ones. Mm-hmm. Right? My granddaughter's 14 months old. She is on with her foods and things of that nature that they keep a real close eye on. She's on those things, reestablishing that already.
Another thing is stress.
Oh, Johnny, you're just a jokester. But you folks on Total Wellness Radio kind of miss out on some of the comments we get in the sections. That's
yeah.
good. I'll see you June 20th. Bring lots of money. So dietary applications. Here's some things that we can do. Okay. We talked about adrenal support, thyroid support, nutrient applications, dietary things, vitamin C, good whole food, acerola cherries, Spanish orange, rose hips, right? These are the kind of things that we want to use for vitamin C sources. You don't want isolates. You don't want ascorbic acid, okay? Hey, Kirsten.
Good quality welcome. Food. Food-based nutrients.
100%.
You know, zinc and B vitamin complex Bs.
Golden seal, yeah. Echinacea.
Yes.
Echinacea, people think, oh, we just take that if you have a cold. Helps to purify the blood, right? It helps the immune system to calm down, regulate properly. Thymus gland extracts. You can get what's called glandulars for the adrenals, thyroid, thymus gland. Thymus gland is one of the most important organs of the endocrine system.
For the immune system.
Helps yeah. with restoration and balancing of the immune system responses. It's huge. Garlic. Hi, Kirsten.
Garlic is really, really important.
Huge.
And another thing is a lot of times it'll help you in the summertime because mosquitoes and things like that don't like garlic. Yeah. And I've noticed
onions,
that...
garlic, yeah.
Yeah, garlic and onions. If you eat those on a regular basis, the bugs will leave you alone a little bit better.
They tend to. One of the most important things you can do if you suspect foods is a rotational diet. Rotational diets are key.
Absolutely.
You need to avoid... Hey, Sharon, how's Gordon, Nebraska? I hope you guys didn't wash away over there. Yeah, we did. Rotational diet. Honestly, sincerely, consider a vegetarian diet for 4 or 5 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
Eliminating all processed foods, grains, dairies, and meats. Just a vegetarian, fruits and vegetables for about 4 or 5 days. Allow your system to calm down from any aggravants, allergens, they call them, right? Anything that you could be consuming. And then go back and add a little bit back of some things that you've been eating like on a regular basis and see how you feel. See if any certain symptoms pop up. Pay close attention to that because you're eating something is triggering the problem and you need to avoid it, get the right enzymes, the right digestive aids, the right probiotics, and get a hold of us. We can do some allergy desensitizing. Takes 10 minutes to calm down the nervous system's response. These are some of the things that you need to pay very close attention to. And one last thing that I want to mention, Craig may have more, but one thing I want to make sure people realize, elevated pulse rates. This is from Chinese medicine, and it's really accurate. You eat lunch or a breakfast or dinner or whatever, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're a little racy. Just a little racy, and you take your pulse, and boy, it's really kind of going there. You know, it's 80, 90 a minute, right? And like that pulse is elevated.
Especially after you've 70, eaten.
100%. Right after you've eaten, pay very close attention to that. Because you now know you have consumed something that has your body's had a reaction to. It's reacting to it. So pay attention to these things.
Here are some things that you really want to try to avoid.
Okay.
These are foods that are really high on the allergy list. Dairy, wheat, citrus.
Processed dairy, right?
Yes, processed dairy.
The stuff you get at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a cow or a goat, don't insult the cow or goat by not eating their But
and it's like the eggs. Yeah. Eggs from the store are not as good as if you have some chickens or you have somebody that has chickens.
Right.
And you get fresh
eggs. Kind of swap.
Chocolate, shellfish. Those things, you kind of want to stay away from those. And here's something else that I didn't know, but it really does have a lot to do with the response with allergies. Mm-hmm. Smoking and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Both of those are pretty hard on the body.
Yep.
And they have a tendency to weaken us and our immune system. Yep. When it comes to fighting allergies. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
No?
No.
What else you got?
There's so many things that I don't know.
This is just skimming the surface. One of the best foods you could eat, go down to Natural Grocers or come by here. Go to Natural Grocers, get some bee pollen, granulated bee pollen. Yes. And throw a little scoop in your smoothie, right? It doesn't taste bad. Bee pollen, you show me somebody who's got a kind of a heart-related allergy relationship kind of going on. Maybe some muscle cramps, Charlie horses, lower legs, things of that nature. Energy's poor, even though they're sleeping good. Get your sodium potassium balanced with regular bee pollen or good quality honey. And you watch if you don't see also a shift in how your allergies calm mm-hmm. down, because you're now positioning the body to perform properly. Bee pollen or honey, take royal jelly, take the stress off of these reactionary responses when it comes to allergies. So bee pollen's a huge thing. We have some here in the clinic you can get. You can get granulated versions, I believe, at Natural Grocers. If you've got access to really good honey, a tablespoon a day from now until October.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's something for those of you that have lung issues. A fenugreek and thyme tea. You just
opens that up.
Mix them a little bit, and it helps to thin the mucus. So your body can actually get it out mm-hmm. a little bit easier. That real heavy, thick mucus that gets trapped in the lungs, especially you ex-smokers or you smokers nowadays. When you hack and cough and you're hacking up that brown stuff yep. in the morning, if you drink a little bit of thyme and fenugreek seed tea, you'll find that it thins that so you can get more of it out.
Yep, yep. You'll expel that mucus much easier. Mm-hmm. Take stress off. It's good.
It's a decongestion, actually.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, and another thing, folks, and we tell people this every single day and every single person, drink more water.
An ounce per pound.
And yeah, right now, in the summertime, when the heat starts coming and, you know, you start sweating a little bit more, an ounce per pound. In the wintertime, at least a half an ounce per pound.
Of water.
But drink water.
Yep.
We're not talking, yeah. We carry these jugs with us so we drink enough water.
Yep.
Because if we carry other things with us, we'll drink it.
So Stephanie has a really good question. Can you take it if you're pregnant? Now, Stephanie, clarify for me in the comment sections. Are you talking about taking the fenugreek thyme tea? Or are you talking about something else? You want to close that real quick or make sure? Hey, how you doing? So clarify that for us. Because the bee pollen or honey during pregnancy is fine. Probably prefer bee pollen to honey. Yeah. And it's only like a tablet or two. It's a very small amount. It tastes like sweet gravel-ish kind of a texture. Tastes actually pretty good. I chew mine. I love it. So Stephanie, if you'll clarify that for us, let me know what exactly you're talking about that you can take during pregnancy. So.
But it's pretty good as far as what we give people. Bee pollen's pretty good
yeah.
compared to most of the stuff we give people.
Yeah. Okay. So, ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot more to it. Please feel welcome to drop a comment. Send us a direct email, dyoungctn@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me if you have other questions. So, Stephanie, I'll look back on this post on Facebook and see if you're able to get your question there. Stephanie, either mm-hmm. one. So, fenugreek or thyme? Yeah, you can have either one in a tea.
Yeah, you just kind of, it's best to mix them.
Yeah, mix them together.
Another thing you can put in there that also helps with lungs is peppermint.
Peppermint's good.
You know, yep. to add to the tea.
And ginger, makes
it, and it actually gives it more flavor.
Sure.
Instead of it just being this kind of, fenugreek doesn't taste as good as.
It does not.
It smells.
All right. Announcements. We have a host of announcements. Drum roll. Okay. Next Wednesday, June 5th, on Facebook Live, 1 o'clock, on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page, the topic is Candida. Yeast overgrowth, GI tract type yeast overgrowth, over 250 unrelated symptoms. Hi, Amy. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Over 250 unrelated symptoms to this one condition, this one area of lack of performance. We're going to give you some real good things, even some tests at home that you can do, non-invasive, saliva and urine test, visual test you can do at home to determine if you have some of this going on. Today's podcast that we posted today was on vaccines. You're very welcome, Stephanie. Thanks for the question. We posted today was on vaccines. We recorded it, I think, last week or week before. Something like that. It's been last couple of weeks. But the most recent podcast is on vaccines. If you have any questions or comments, let us know and we'll get those taken care of. And we had an, this is my last announcement for today, but we had kind of some things that we wanted to mention to existing clients that we came up with. It just kind of popped into my head. It's like, this would be a great idea. And actually it was Melody. Melody gave me the idea to, we got stuff going all around us here. Melody gave me the idea. She said, I want to record today's session so I don't forget. And I thought, that's brilliant. So if you are seeing us, looking forward to info on Candida. Awesome. All right, Amy, we'll be sure and be sure that's next Wednesday, 1 o'clock our time. I look forward to you joining us then on the Candida information. So we all have these smartphones, right? Everyone's walking around carrying these things, and they have audio or video capabilities. So here's what I'm going to encourage you, all of my existing clients who are having sessions with either Craig, Tammy, or I, and you're coming into to the clinic here. From now on, if you wish to, you don't have to, but if you wish to, for your own use, so you have it, we have little stands now in each exam room where you can prop your phone and you can hit record and you can actually take your session with you so that you can refer back to it. It might prompt other questions in between visits. It'll help clarify why you're doing what you're doing. It'll help with compliance. It'll help get better results. You're going to feel more confident in why you're doing what you're doing. I mean, it's a host of things I think will improve your experience every time you do a NK visit with us to either do an audio or a video recording of that and have it for future reference. And each one you can have in between, you can delete that one and add on to the next one. See, and you can kind of keep it going. So just a thought, just an idea, something I think would be very valuable for you folks to start doing in our sessions with us. Just let us know so that we will explain things in more detail. That's what you want to do. I want to do an audio or a video recording of today's session. It's about 10 or 15 minutes, and you'll capture all that and take it with you. So,
absolutely.
I'm really excited about you folks doing that. And thank all you folks for tuning in today and your comments. Mm-hmm. And unless Greg has something else, we'll see
Not
you all.
At this time.
We'll see y'all next week. Take care.
Have a wonderful week, folks.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.